Finding the Good Stuff on YouTube. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. The front page of video site YouTube is devoted mostly to clips chosen by YouTube editors. At this moment, YouTube is highlighting videos that demonstrate speed painting with ketchup and French fries, a prototype of a new high-tech toilet paper dispenser, and two ladybugs mating on a videographer's hand. Those videos have their place, but what if you want more serious fare to feed your need for education and culture? Dan Coleman writes the Open Culture weblog, on which he points users to videos, podcasts, and other good internet stuff.
For the most part, educational content plays a fairly minor but still important role. If you look at what YouTube has to offer, you'll find, for the most part, a lot of homebrewed video. You'll find guitar riffs, you'll find dorm room lip sync sessions, you'll find babies and pets doing interesting things. And on the surface, at least, you won't find a lot of educational content. But if you manage to dig down a bit, it's there.
What are some of the videos you found over the past few months that you think are valuable?
Today, on my blog, I'm pointing to one called Inside Iran, and that's a BBC presentation that looks at everyday life in Iran and what the country is really like. And it puts a human face on a country that many of us know nothing about, even though it's in the news all the time. Another one is a full-fledged course that UC Berkeley has put on Google Video. And actually, they have several courses up there, but this one that I like is called Physics for Future Presidents. And it's a really good example of how video services can be used for educational purposes. And then the last one, it's Malcolm X speaking at Oxford University in 1964. And here you have a really good way to get to see Malcolm X as a speaker and to get a sense of his political message. And it's also really interesting to see him speaking in this particular setting. It's not one that you'd expect. It makes for great historical footage.
Google can, of course, do whatever it wants, ultimately, with Google Video and with its property, YouTube. But do you think Google has any responsibility to promote and highlight videos that are not just entertaining but have real value?
It is clearly the case that this content is more difficult to monetize than other content, the kind of content that they already feature. So I'm not necessarily expecting that Google will put a lot of emphasis on it. But at the same time, I would say that Google has shown a commitment to education in some of its offerings, and I think you might find more in the future than what's already there. And there's some easy ways for them to integrate education to what they're doing and not water down their main offering.
How would they do that?
There's two solutions, one that's likely and one that's less likely. The less likely one is that they could add manpower to the mix and they could get experts to tag important educational content, give it some exposure. But my sense is they don't like a lot of human intervention, and so that's less likely. The other option, which is more feasible and likely, would be technology-driven. And it would involve treating videos pretty much in the same way that Google has treated web pages, which is to say that they could make it so that you could search videos and get results that reflect not only the popularity of an offering, which is how it is right now, but also the quality. Google made web search much more effective by looking at not only how many people link to a website, but who linked to a website. And the same could be done for video.
That's Dan Coleman with Open Culture, online at oculture.com. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.